I think when he dies, and you know what blew my mind? He's 61.
Yeah.
So realistically, he has one or two games left, right?
Yeah. He's got one or two games left in him. But he's always been like I think he's always wanted to do a movie. It's too bad Silent Hill did not work out for him.
Oh, dude. I think we're all. I mean, a lot of those ideas do get used in Death Stranding, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like the kind of like, you know, the idea with all the ghosts and the things like that's really cool. So, and obviously it wasn't as horror-y, but like I think it could have been. And again, we still have two more Kojima games coming. One is already announced as a horror game for Xbox, which looks insane.
Yeah.
And then he's doing a stealth action game.
Oh.
So, you know, the future is looking up. Sean,
Yo, yo.
how are you this fine evening, sir?
I'm good. I'm trying to balance my child and my cat and my other cat.
Very good, very good. How is Max doing?
Don't know. How are you doing?
Good.
Very good. I'm
That's
glad to
all you
hear
got to say?
Yeah, there was confidence. That was good.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Are you enjoying your vacation? Did you enjoy your time off? Good talk.
Yeah, you know, he's really full of words. It's
It's they're
actually the
very
first time he's
meaningful.
been quiet since he's gotten back from camp today.
Oh.
So I don't know what that's about. It's my side quest. Leave me alone.
The sweaty Yeti strikes again.
All right. Well, they fight over whatever Sean is doing in the background.
Don't worry about it.
Steve, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Anything exciting going on?
I have been busy taking on some new work, so I can't say anything
Oh.
exciting.
Okay, fair enough. So, all right, very good. Well, as long as you're enjoying it, that's what matters. I
Murders
will
and
say, have you seen any
assassinations,
movies
Steve.
lately? What's up?
Steve, murders and assassinations.
Plotting. Currently in plotting mode.
It's true. It does take a lot of good, you
It
know, if
takes
you
a
want
lot
to
of
do
effort, it
it,
takes a lot of
right.
meme coins, a lot of rug pulls.
Of course, of course. So let's talk about, well, yeah, have you guys seen the new Jurassic Park yet, or do you have any desire to?
It's on my list. I have to, so I only get like one shot to see a movie every like in the theaters every once in a while. So
Really?
I gotta make
That
it
fresh
count.
dad life.
Yeah, it's that fresh dad life, no doubt.
Oh, man. I mean, like, listen, I'm so happy for you guys, and I envy your ability to
No.
do that. But like, I think that's the biggest problem with me ever having kids is like giving up, like, you know, the ability to just kind of on a whim decide if I want to do something. Yeah. Okay. Like, don't get me wrong. I hear they're the best, but do you guys remember Billy Palmer?
Yeah, he still has a scar of my mouth on his hand.
Yes. But more than that, he has two kids
Good
now.
sport.
And we went away for a weekend with a bunch of friends, and he was one of them that came with us. And love him to death, but like we had a great weekend, and we were driving home. And the closer we got to home, like the more I could see he got cool, more quiet and more reserved. Right? Like he just kind of like, and I was like, is there anything wrong? He's like, no, I'm good. And then he kind of opened up and said, like, I know, because like his wife let him go away for the weekend. I
Or she
know there's
let
about
him.
a 50% ch well, because they have two kids to watch. I know there's a 50% chance that as soon as I walk through the door, she's going to hand me our two children and say, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
That's fair.
well, listen, it's totally fair, but like that like something deep down in me was like terrified when that happened. So I envy you guys for being able to do it and wanting it and going for it, but like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could ever.
I mean, I don't really know if I have any options at this point because, you know, he's here. So,
Yeah, once you kind of pull the trigger, there's never like going back on that one.
yeah. Well, I mean, and kind of in the opposite way, once you pull the trigger, you know, you're
Depends
going
where
to
you are.
prison. You're going to prison. Don't kill kids. First rule of parenting, don't kill your kids. Second rule of parenting, don't
Don't
let
let them
anything
kill
else kill
themselves.
your kids.
Yeah, don't let them kill themselves.
Third rule
That's
of
very fair.
parenting, I don't know. Why is this sticky? Fourth rule of parenting. Run while you can.
Man, why'd you spill that?
Okay, so for two dads, like, is it worth it? Is it like, you know?
To have two dads?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, very good. All right. Good
that time. Can only be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm glad we...
You want two dads?
So we talked.
No? You don't want me to clone myself? Oh, he's thinking about this one.
He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it. What if I cloned myself, but kind of like the clones from Star Wars, we all had kind of like separate personalities? But then at a flip of a switch, we started trying to hunt you down. He's shaking his head no.
Is one order 66?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So to answer your earlier question about movies, kind of flex back onto that.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to see the new Jurassic World. I stopped caring many Chris Pratts ago. And
yeah, I know. This is actually, I will say, this is better. This one is better than the than all three of the the trilogy in between.
I had a Jurassic think World about movies. It the other day, and I what I thought to myself was the last movie was actually about bugs.
Yes, it really wasn't about dinosaurs, right? It was about the locusts.
It was about bugs.
Yeah, that was really weird. I never really put that two together, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
I didn't see that one. How was it about bugs? Explain. Well,
so it's like this. They basically this other company that basically kind of like stole Ingen's property. Ingenuity. Like, yeah, their intellectual property of, you know, like the DNA to clone dinosaurs. Cloned. Their plan was to clone a locust that only like the prehistoric locust, right? That ate everything.
Yeah,
and then it was going to kill the crops.
Yeah.
But then they were going to put a pesticide that use this like other DNA laced pesticide that was the only thing that could kill these locusts.
Yeah.
So only if you paid them could your crop survive.
Yes. Oh.
So we've turned into a weird episode of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Oh no, it's the corrupt real estate developer again.
Shit. And there are so many other things that are going on that didn't make any sense in that movie. That just
agreed.
Did you see that one?
What?
Did you see the last Jurassic World movie?
No.
No. Have you seen any of the Jurassic World movies?
No.
See, I'm raising him correctly.
You are. Yeah.
You are.
Actually, I've seen a little bit of it.
I'm not talking about Jurassic Park, which is a masterpiece.
Yeah, that stands the test of time.
I watched a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it terrible?
The story is just really bad.
Exactly.
Mm. Wow.
Called it.
You are raising an intellectual, sir.
I mean, this child has seen Gladiator 1. It's weird to have to distinguish that
and
now.
Two.
I know.
Well, no. You've seen 2 as well. But he's seen Gladiator 1 several times straight through. And,
Terminator
like,
2.
Still enjoys it. Oh, yeah. He's seen Terminator 2. Event Horizon.
300.
Oh, yeah. He saw 300.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not the sequel, though, right?
No, I don't even know if I've seen the sequel to that.
It's not bad, but there is it's a little bit more vivid than the first one.
What else? What's another good movie that you've seen that's like totally way too old for you?
Deadpool.
In fairness, his friends had already seen it, so I'm not breaking any new ice there. You know,
Deadpool is my favorite superhero, has been since like, you know, for a very long time. So I'm not going to begrudge you that.
Yeah.
Before the whole Ryan Reynolds, like, you know, it was always
funny. Yeah. Oh, not to get all ADHD on you.
We have it. We all have it.
Rob McElhenney.
Changed his name.
Why?
He's Rob Ma-
yeah,
Rob
why?
Have he made a video about the why, right? Have you seen it?
ADHD, no.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is actually something good to play. Hold please.
See, that's how you ADHD.
ADHD, again.
you got to just keep rolling through all your ideas into one idea. So Max, what are you, what?
I'm rolling.
Oh, he's actually rolling. You know, you kind of look like Hey Arnold right now because you're wearing my t-shirt under your fleece, and so you've got like a weird skirt thing going on.
Why can't I find the real video? It's all people just talking about the video. Is that all the internet is now?
Yes. No, I don't want him. Or her. Sorry.
It's fine. All right.
Didn't mean to misgender you, Penny. Or confuse you with the doofus on my lap currently.
Maddie, by the way, did you see the Payday 2? Tom Clancy Division.
Wait, what? There's a Payday crossover?
Yes.
How is that going to work?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it kind
of works. I got ADD there, so I just like,
Payday. No, it's totally fine.
It's okay. You're in good company.
I thought this would be easier to find.
We've all been diagnosed. What if the reason for all the twists at the end of The Dark Knight Rises was just because Bane had really bad ADHD and he kept just like, he couldn't stick to one plan?
What if I told you that Bane has the Epstein files?
That would actually make a whole lot of sense. That would be consistent with what he does with, you know, Gordon's retirement speech or resignation speech or whatever.
All right.
You would think Epstein killed himself.
No, it's not time for it yet. You know, the problem with you alphas is you have no patience.
That's true.
Is he Gen Alpha? Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know they were still there.
Yeah, Alex is Gen Alpha. Max is Gen Alpha.
Yeah, although the alphas are now capped. It's all the kids born after, what, I guess this year and on are betas.
Yeah, they're either, yeah, that,
this year really sucks for them.
Yeah, it kind of does. All right, here we go. Rob McElhaney devoting 1 minute to why he changed his name.
Yes, I'm shortening my name to Rob Mack. Mostly a stage name, but I digress. Is it kind of douchey? Sure. But the amount of time that I have wasted trying to get people to either say or spell my name correctly, McElhaney, is literally days of my life. Trust me, I added it up. More importantly, it means thousands of you have had minutes of your life stolen by me because of my last name, including this one. So, it's a family name. My grandparents, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, and I all share it. I love them and I want to stay connected. They're heritage. Except, it's not even really our name. Not only have many generations changed the spelling, the current one was just given to my ancestor by a government official who decided that this was now the spelling. Quick example, my great-great-grandmother. Oh, that's different. All good. It was a crazy time, but times have changed and most people already call me Rob Mack anyway. My family knows me and loves me regardless of how many syllables I have, and that's the only thing that I really care about. There are so many things going on in the world, and this is a silly one to continue to waste your time with. Honestly, call me whatever you want. Marion, Jerome, Archibald, Eric, Maurice, Stephanie, Francis, Marvin, Gordon, or Sam. But maybe we just keep it simple and try Rob Mack. Let's see how it goes.
Okay, but...
I want to hear your reaction. That's why I played it.
I guess my reaction is not directly about the whole name thing and more about how... Why does he sound more like Dennis in real life now than Glenn Howerton?
Because they are diverging. Also, after their Vanity Fair piece, they like had a lot... They went full Hollywood and got a lot of work done.
Yeah, I can kind of tell. He looks very rejuvenated.
I mean, that's the word.
I'm so excited for the new
season. Like he's been doing apple cider enemas or something.
Oh, listen, don't get me wrong. I am absolutely pumped for the new season. When does it start?
July 17th.
July 17th, okay. So, yeah, I am so excited for that. But, you know, it's we'll see. I don't know. Do you think Always Sunny is, I guess it hasn't jumped the shark because last season was good.
No, I don't think it can jump the shark. And honestly, even if it did, I think it would still be fun.
Yeah.
The only way that show ends, and I've said this before on the pod, is Danny DeVito legit dies. And
that's fair.
They need to have like some sort of contingency plan for that. I stand by that storyline.
I agree. That would be a good one. I've always
episode in the can where Frank dies, but he actually just fakes his own death and kills the rest of the gang, and he walks back in at the end of the episode, and then he dies.
That would be amazing. I love that storyline. Yeah. I've always kind of secretly hoped that like they do Charlie McDennis 3 and they just push it too far and it just kills them all.
Oh God. That's dark. I like it.
Who are dark?
No, have you looked at me? I'm not dark.
Amazing. Also, one other thing to cover. I was hoping that... No? What did Max...
He's being impatient. Sorry, Greg. Okay, so he's very impatient, and if you humor him, hey, Max, I'll make you a deal. Okay, if you come here and read it out loud on the air, you can do it right now. So, to give you a little background, there's a picture of Max recently with two Pringles chips in his mouth, so he has like a duck bill.
Awesome.
Great.
And so tonight I had ChatGPT turn him into a duck boy.
Sweet.
And then he started asking me to do something with a photo of a McLaren. Yeah, there it is. And it occurred to me, what if we did the traditional meme of what would you rather fight? One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Sure.
But do it with one car-sized duck boy or 100 duck-sized McLarens. Did you show it? I don't know. Anyways, I'll send them the pictures. Hold on.
I'm still working on the duck thing.
Okay. So anyway, so we had ChatGPT run some scenarios here about who'd you rather kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of had it just go all in and write us a duck boy story.
Ooh. About 100 McLarens?
Desperately wants you guys to hear it. So being as I have... I guess a majority tonight because I've got him and you two. there's no crystal or night to what?
I want you to read,
Max,
want
the floor-
read it. Yeah, read it.
All right. The floor is yours, guys.
All right.
I am eager to hear the duck boy story.
You can't be right next to the mic, though, because if you start laughing like you were before, it's all they're going to hear is the laughter.
Ha 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 ha.
All right, you say that now. All right. So this is Duck Boy in the Rise of the Chrome Feather Syndicate.
Oh.
No.
Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah, we'll see about that. No one knew exactly where Duck Boy came from. Some say he hatched in the parking lot of a shuttered Toys R Us. Others whisper that he was the cursed love child of an Aflac ad in a NASCAR crash. But one thing was clear. Duck Boy was huge, had a child's love for baseball, and a tyrant's thirst for power. It started with the massacre at Speed Lot 7. One sunny July afternoon, 100 duck-sized McLarens rolled in, synchronized, spotless, humming like bees full of Red Bull. No one knew who sent them, but they had one goal. Destroy Duck Boy. They underestimated him. He curb stomped 27 with a single slap of his mighty flipper. Another 34 fell victim to his play ball maneuver, a violent rhythmic stomping that doubled as jazzercise. The rest fled, but he was faster. He waddled like a thundercloud. When the asphalt settled and the air reeked of burning plastic and duck sweat, Duck Boy stood victorious. Surrounding him were the shattered corpses of 100 mini McLarens. And from that wreckage, a vision was born. Phase 1. The build. Using his webbed feet and disturbingly nimble feathers, Duckboy salvaged micro-engines, Bluetooth circuitry, spoilers sharp enough to shave God. He cobbled together a fleet of tiny death machines, hovering hot rods, razor blade rickshaws, a flaming monster truck the size of a lunchbox named Quackula. Phase 2, the takeover. He named his empire the Chrome Feather Syndicate. They rolled into playgrounds, skate parks, suburban cul-de-sacs, anywhere where that tiny tires could squeal and dreams could die. He recruited angry toddlers, outcast Roombas, former animatronic pizza mascots. His army grew. Every night, across the land, people whispered, "Don't leave your matchbox cars out. Duck Boy collects." Phase 3, the rule. Duck Boy sat on a throne made of melted McLaren doors. His kingdom stretched all from the mall food court to the abandoned Chuck E. Cheese on 4th. He abolished bedtime. He made naps mandatory. He enforced law with a shrieking battle cry, "Quack Lives Matter." To this day, when a Hot Wheels car disappears down a storm drain or your toddler swears his toys moved during the night, know this, Duck Boy is still out there, building, racing, ruling, and he always plays ball. And that's beautiful. I will now send you an image of Duck Boy from his forthcoming film. There. Satisfied?
Yes, very satisfied. Wow, those McLarens are really crushed.
Yes.
See.
Alrighty, that's it.
I love it. All right. That was beautiful. Max, any comments? All right, good to know. So, one other bit of news before we get to the meat and potatoes, so to speak. I was thinking about what's coming August 12th. Steve and I are very excited for the release of Alien Earth. And that happens to be a Tuesday, the premiere date for this new Alien show. And I was hoping that whatever rotation we're doing, we could take a break and live, without any of us seeing it or any context, watch it together on the show. Everyone is cool with that. Steve, you mind waiting for that night when we record?
No, not at all.
All right, very good. Okay, good. So I will pencil that in for our August 12th episode. Very nice. All right, good. So it is just the three of us, and we did promise some reality television. Has everyone prepared a reality show for tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Although I'll say that I would prefer at least Crystal's here because I just want to annoy her.
Yes.
Okay, very nice. Well, should we save the reality for that, or do you want to start it tonight?
No. It's your show.
We can start
tonight. Okay. So it's either myself or Steve. I have a show and you have a show ready.
Or shall you can we just let me do my fallback show, which is This Old House, which is technically reality, and I'll just put all of you.
Can we do what would they do in the Shadows version of it?
Is there a What We Do in the Shadows, This Old House?
Yeah.
Oh, was that this season? I don't remember that episode.
That was like the third season, I think. It was all because the guy wanted his hat, the asshole hat from the witch.
Oh, yes. The one made out of witches' assholes. Yes. That's fantastic.
I was just watching that episode recently. The witch like, one, the first witch
like
one.
A whole syndicated TV show just to get the hat. From New York City.
Oh, my God.
New York City.
What an incredible show. I love always What We Do in the Shadows. And the movie, just as good. So if you haven't
seen
it, guys,
watch it. There's a Frankenstein version coming out.
Really?
It was just announced.
Are they ever going to do werewolves?
Oh, I wish. I think they just left it from the movie.
All right, fair enough.
Dad, I just sent you something.
Oh, well. All right, very good. All right. Well, we could do a fallback. What are you guys feeling? Do you want to do reality? Or do you want to save it?
I can. I'm all in for reality. We can start it.
Yeah, I'm good with reality.
All right, cool.
I mean, I can always pick a backup one that's not sleepy. So,
no, it's totally fine. I could. You know, if you want to be involved, I can just do a three-way roll of dice, or you can just let Steve and I. If you don't have a backup,
do you Do you want a three-way, or do you just want it to be Steve and you?
I like going no, we'll do a three-way. Who's someone? Does anyone have a dice that they can roll? Six-sided dice?
I don't know. Just... Steve and I need to warm up our arms so we can high-five each other.
Yeah.
I have a six-sided dice, but it's for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, oh, he's playing D&D now.
Amazing.
Not with me.
That's so cool, Max. I love D&D. Okay, great. I was trying to connect.
Not paying attention.
Yeah, no, I was trying to connect. All right, that's fine. Okay, cool.
You're going. You're taking this too far. Terrifying. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to make this fair. So I just did random name picker. And there is a wheel. So I'm going to share the screen. So this is all fair. It has all three of our names.
Why am I the yellow one?
I mean, do you want to be a different color?
Yeah.
What color would you rather be?
Green.
I don't know if I can...
Dumb.
All right, this way it's fair. Who is picking the show tonight?
Not me.
What if it's you?
What if it is you?
It sounds like your name.
Oh. Cool. All right. So I've been holding on to this one. I think we've talked about it. I swear it was random. Like, it wasn't me trying to take it.
I investigated myself and found nothing wrong.
You won the bone cross outlander, but you will not finish the race. It makes no difference.
The corruption's from the system.
Oh, wow. The Watto voice is really hard on my throat.
Don't do that again, asshole.
Sorry, Mick.
That's right.
Hey, Dad, look on your phone.
Now do it. It's a trick.
And the one above it.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want this one. I want the old one.
I'm going to make you watch Howard the Duck tomorrow.
Ooh.
You don't want to know. It's George Lucas's follow-up to Star Wars. Very much, yes.
All right. So, we've talked about this once or twice. This is my favorite reality show because it's only kind of a reality show. And
did you pick MILF Island?
You would have gotten me good if you picked MILF Island.
I did not pick MILF Island.
Okay.
I am so sorry.
I forgive you.
What I did pick is a show called The Joe Schmo Show.
Oh.
are you familiar with this?
Yeah. No, it's like it was like Fox's answer to The Bachelor, except instead of being like this like well-to-do guy, like he was just like some random contractor they like kidnapped or something.
No, that was Joe Millionaire.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the Joe Schmo Show was on TBS back in the day. This was at the height of the like reality television, like these game shows where everyone gets voted off and everything. Like the big, you know, kind of when did the show air? 2002 or something like that? The premise was, you'll actually recognize some of the cast. But this one dude, who is just a random guy they picked, is the only one, kind of like the jury, who's not an actor.
Oh.
So it's an entire reality show, but it's all scripted around this one dude.
I like gaslighting reality shows. Those are the best. Yeah, I'm with you. I like this idea.
So I loved this back in the day, and I hope it still holds up. I have not watched it in years, but it was like, if we do a reality show one, this is the one I wanted to do, even though it's only kind of reality, but it is because, you know, some is unscripted. Steve, have you heard of the show?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember it.
Okay, fair enough. Let's see. I want to see if this, please, I'm going to mute myself real quick as I see if this episode plays.
This is perfect. I found a perfect one.
Why?
Look at your phone. It's insane.
Yeah?
Boy. It's so dark.
I think you're just...
making...
I think Max is, like, angling to be, like, the next Zack Snyder. He's just going to make things dark for the sake of making them dark.
That, yeah. What do you want to make dark, Max?
He's darkened the image of the Duck Boy poster.
Oh.
Spooky.
It is very spooky. All right. I think I have given you all the information you need to go on this show. Anyone have any other questions about it before we just dive right in?
Yep. Did it air on Fox?
TBS, I believe.
The whole TBS, okay.
You said that you went through that whole
Or thing. It might, I mean, it's on TBS now, but it, because there's a new season, but I think it was originally like Comedy Central or one of those. I can't remember back in the day. Let me look it up.
So, I don't know if I've talked about it before, but they've revived Temptation Island, which was originally a Fox reality show.
On Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And it is fun.
Yeah. And it is fire.
Messy as hell.
Dad? Yeah, it's really good.
Duck Boy.
Nice.
Oh, I apologize. The original Joe Schmo Show was on Spike TV.
Oh.
Wow.
I will say this is the best quality I could find of the first episode. So I apologize. Let me know if it's too bad. We'll try to find something else. But without further ado.
I'm really going to be interested if you said Skinamax, so I'm not really into it.
Mickey, I promise when it is your turn, we can watch all the Skinamax you want.
Hell yeah.
Season 1, Episode 1 of the Joe Schmo Show.
Can't hear you, bud.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Shit. All right, my bad. My mic was
I'm an ally,
muted.
It's okay.
Oh, you're an ally. It's okay. Well, let's get right into it, Steve. What are your first impressions?
It's funny. You know, you could really tell this is early 2000s.
Yes, this is like 2002, I believe.
Yeah, I felt all the 2000s coming out of that.
But it kind of is like a time capsule, right? Like
it's a time capsule. It's really good. It's like when Oakleys were made of titanium. Yeah. And everyone wanted to wear the X-Men version that
But it's like it's such a good it's very funny to see like David Hornsby and Kristen Wiig before they were famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't no one recognizes them and they're just playing like a doctor and the douchebag. And like the way it develops is just so funny. Like you don't even have to try to get people to act. Like I think it's a great social experiment to show that like you don't have to try to get people to act stupid on reality shows. They just do it. And this is like designed to set it up and they didn't even have to try. It blows my mind. But anyway, sorry, I interrupted. What other thoughts do you add?
I love some of the just like the one-off bombs they were dropping with the like what he said, he's like a gay version of
Scarface.
Scarface. I thought that was crap. I was like, that's a fire line. Oh, positive pictures only, baby. I was like, all right, fuck with that. That's good.
Yeah, amazing. I'm pretty sure somewhere Vince McMahon saw that and wrote it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean, what are your initial thoughts?
It was really fun. Yeah, it was interesting seeing those people that I now know very well for very many performances, or at mm-hmm. least in David Hornsby's case, for playing Rickety Cricket and also writing a lot of good stuff. And stuff, other stuff behind the camera. You know, I just was like, I came in expecting absolutely nothing. And I was not disappointed with how far it surpassed absolutely nothing. Like And it's kind of similar to the feeling that I had watching Jury Duty. It's like, where do they find these people? Like,
yeah.
Like, and honestly, like he, you know, he was, he's like the perfect mark for this.
Yeah, 100%.
And like the earnestness too, like kind of just like with Jury Duty. I mean, like when he went up to, what's his name? The character who's playing the gay man or the gay character or whatever.
Oh, Kip.
When he's like, you know, I'm an ally. Like it was just like, I mean, I don't know how he didn't just break there.
I know.
Like he did so good just keeping that together.
Yeah. And I love how everyone reacted that was like, we were hoping that he was gay would come out like sometime during the series, and he just outed him before they even walked in the mansion.
He just outed him, but then he was just like, no, it's not like that. Like, I support you. Like, but it was also, it was like, it was so like 2002 coded at the same time, because it was 100%, just like,
yeah,
I support you, but I'm going to make this really weird. You know, like the whole thing, it was just really funny. The guy, the older guy, like breaking and like not realizing like it was like that was supposed to be his underwear.
Yeah.
And like the save with the glasses.
I just find it funny that he got so many right that they had to like fix it. So he lost still.
Yeah. Like, this is wild. So as you can probably guess, I lost my co-host. He started falling asleep on my desk again, so I told him to go brush his teeth, and that was like 20 minutes ago, and I haven't seen him since.
Fair enough.
Went out for a carton of milk. Never came back. Just like my dad. Skips a generation. Anyways, he was like, just like, what is this? Like, what? I was just like, look, you kind of had to be there.
Yeah.
On the one hand, but he was also just like really interested in it, which was funny. The part right, like kind of what precipitated me kicking him out was the boobs. I wasn't expecting boobs.
Oh, I forgot it was uncensored. Well, I don't know. No,
that he saw nothing. Like, I think he saw the bikini top coming up, and like, I was just like, surely they're going to censor that. I didn't even jump to like cover his eyes.
Yeah.
And I admittedly, deer in the headlights, saw boobs, and I was just like, and then it changed. I looked over at him, and he was like, he put his head up, and he's like, I didn't see anything. And I was like, go brush your teeth.
I'm very sorry. I really forgot that was one of the things about Spike TV, that they were like, no, we're not censoring.
That kind of shocked me, actually, because I was like, how could they have shown that on Spike TV even like back then?
Well, so it's very funny because it was cable. You're allowed to show whatever you want. You're even allowed to say fuck. It was advertisers that like prevented you. Like, and Spike TV was like so like you self-funded until this like trying to do this new thing and be edgy and guy and so 2002. So like, I think that was one of the big selling points. If I remember, I guess that
makes sense. But like, because my. Even like with Spike TV being what it was, like my kind of war for that was always like WWE.
Yeah.
But I guess that being the large company that it was, and I don't know if it was public at that point or not, but it was about to be public. Like, if it wasn't, you know, I think I could kind of understand where they would actually draw the line
from
total nudity. That's wild though. I was just like,
Yeah. Technically, the FCC only has control over like what's on the airwaves, like what's free. And if you pay for cable, if you pay money for it, they can show technically whatever they want. I think it has to be after a certain time was the only stipulation. But
right, I mean, this probably came on at like, you know, this was probably like an after WWE Raw show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That's like a really good lead-in audience for them, honestly. I said them, like we were that audience, so okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Let's talk through this. So, like, they get there, and the first thing they do is, like, mess with this guy by putting him with an old guy and a doctor in the same bed. And there's so much more that happens later. I'm actually going to rewatch the show now because I find it hilarious. And I kind of like want to go through it again. But I do remember some ridiculous things with this bed. How do you think you like, do you think that would have been a giveaway? Like, or is that kind of like still in the reality show realm?
I think for the time, that's why he was able to kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
Now I think more people would be a little more skeptical.
Yeah.
But maybe it was just a mix of like, they're like, this guy, even they were like, there's no way he doesn't figure this out.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he was just like going with it so much that he just like, he was like, yeah, it's totally for the show. Like,
right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I really, and if you stick with this, I promise there comes a point where they're like, how far can we actually push this? Like when they get closer to the end, they're like, we don't even care. We just want to see what happens. Like they go insane and it's very funny. I wanted to start here to give you guys a baseline, but like it gets outrageous. And not in the like Spike TV way, but just hilarious to watch. All right. And then the first challenge where he was supposed to lose, but got everything right. I have never seen a reality show where you have to guess whose underwear you're wearing. Yeah. So let's talk about this a bit. Is this brilliant to just kind of like see how far they can push, or is it like to start out, or is this too much too fast?
Not too much too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak to the rest of the show because I haven't seen it, but I mean, if that's a taste of things to come, then you kind of got me hooked. Like even if it does, even if it doesn't regularly get to that level.
Oh, it gets worse. It gets much worse.
Oh, I believe you. But like when I guess what I'm saying is like, if that's kind of the hook, if that's the, God forbid, the baseline, if like, you know,
yeah.
I think that there's a lot of room for like really crazy shit. Like, and again, like I keep thinking back to Jury Duty. Cause I'm just like Jury Duty feels like the safe, like I think it was 2022 when that came out or 23, mm-hmm. I think 22. It's like the safe 2022 way to do that show where you don't have to like.
Yeah.
Well, plus the other thing is, and I was thinking about this too, it was because of social media now, certainly the rise of influencers,
mm-hmm.
and influencers getting on reality TV shows, plus, you know, like whatever, you know, people talking, obviously, it feels really hard to kind of keep this contained within that universe and keep the prank going.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Jury Duty is actually kind of a good format to continue that because you have like they're sequestered, so they're supposed to be isolated from the rest of people.
Exactly.
You know, but like take that, but put it in 2002.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see how far they can push it. Like at that point, because you know, certainly you couldn't do it now, but just to think about what they could do.
You know, and I find this when
no one gave a shit.
I know. You know, and here's the interesting part, and I haven't watched it yet, but as I was going through doing the research to find the episode, there is a 2025 version.
Of course there is.
Apparently they tried to bring it back. I have not watched it. I cannot recommend or, you know, even know if it's bad or good, because I'm just going by the original. And they did have two. They managed to do two seasons of this. I'm guessing because they filmed the second one before, like while they were filming the, you know, editing the first, right? So like they got two in the bag, but both seasons are great. But yeah, this is kind of just like the beginning. Out of curiosity, just to keep the conversation going a little bit, who do you think gets voted off first? Since it's actually kind of good that we, I'm sorry, again, it was a double episode. So like it was it was an hour for 20 for the whole thing.
I forget the character's name. It's not going to be David Hornsby.
Yeah.
Like they got to keep him around given how, was his name Matt, the main guy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How he's talking about like talking both to him and about him.
Yep.
Also, you got to keep the women or like the attractive women around to kind of like dangle in front of him, I think.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's the old guy. Man, that's actually kind of hard to speculate about because they all kind of have like value in that cast.
Yep, agreed.
I don't know.
There is ways they kind of bring people back, like surprise stuff. So no one's, I will say no one like is gone for good. It's very interesting. I don't want to give too much away, but like they do get rid of people, and like, but you'll see. But yeah, they do all add something to the show.
Steve, who do you think? Because I really can't say who I would kick off first.
I honestly couldn't give you like a good guess.
Fair enough. All right. Good to know. All right. Anything else we should talk about on this? I think we kind of covered a lot of it. I mean, you know, it's not like I can go through a synopsis of the show. We could talk about, you know, the Kip being saved in the pool, or, you know, the dinner. What other games did we see in this one? Just the show and tell, right? So, okay, it was just that. But yeah, I think it sets a baseline for what's to come. So I am happy with that. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Nah, I love it.
Very good, very good.
So All right. Where can we watch this? Asking for a friend.
I had to sail some seas, but I do believe I'm trying to find if the old
you
ones
have
are available.
You had to sell some CDs?
Sail the seas.
Oh, I was like, you head down to Discworld and offload some stuff?
Don't do that. Fair. I see the first... I see the first season. Or I see the, like the new one. It looks like it's available on demand from a bunch of TV providers.
Hmm.
But I want to see if there's a... At the very least, there might be a link sent out in the Discord, which will have Fair a enough. Folder where some of the episodes will be, if you know, you're into that type of
thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Last time you said that to me, I got a whole bunch of crazy videos, Matt. I didn't know you could do that to a garden gnome. Jeez.
Now you do. All right. Let's go to voting. Steve, the Joe Schmo Show. Binge worthy, why or why not?
Yes, but how many episodes are there?
Oh god. 8 or 9?
Okay. Yeah, that's doable. That's doable. It's a lot of episodes. I don't think I've got the thing. I might have to use the ChatGPT summarized version of it.
I will say you will be rewarded for the most the more you watch.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Okay.
Very good. Sean, what about you?
100% yes. I mean, look, it's a nice time capsule. And it's always refreshing to be able to go back to that time and watch something I haven't seen before or didn't watch during the time. Because then I can just enjoy it for what it is and not have to worry about, oh, they're going to pull punches here, or they're going to cut this, or they're going to edit that, or they're going to kick so-and-so off because they did XYZ previously or whatever. Like, this is going to be truly distasteful, and I'm thrilled.
Amazing. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, I am glad I was able to show this. One more question. Do you think this would have gotten past either of our female hosts, Crystal or Knight? Honestly, I'm just wondering.
Maybe Crystal.
Yeah? Maybe Crystal. She would appreciate this?
I feel like Crystal would, on some level, be amused by it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like... I think Knight would probably have a hard time separating herself and just taking it as it is without thinking too much about it.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Crystal would maybe have a bit more of a bemusement or begrudging enjoyment of it. I wouldn't press it with either of them, to be honest. I think that they would both probably be like, this is fucking insane.
Good. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad that I got this episode in before that then. All right. That about wraps it up for this episode of Binge Worthy. Anyone have any final thoughts?
Matt, be your Princess Beach.
I mean, that reference is appealing to about wrong. Five people. I don't know who actually plays. But you can always be my Princess Peach.
Thank you.
You know, for some reason, rather than thinking of Peach, and I don't know the reference that you're talking about. I mean, obviously I know what Peach is. For some reason, that just my mind just went to, you know, like the video of, or I guess it's meme at this point, of Toad singing Chandelier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went to that, except it's Matt. But it's like a tiny Matt, like a miniature computer animated Matt. With like a really shrill voice and a dress, because you said Peach.
Yeah, that
I'm gonna have
that
some
tracks.
Fucked up dreams tonight.
I am so sorry. Well, please describe them in detail to me later.
I'm gonna let Allison do that.
All right, fair enough. We'll figure that out at some point.
Maybe she can work in some Gilmore Girls or something in there too. Make it like really like lived in universe.
God. All right, guys. Have a good one. Good night, everybody.
For welcome.
I can't believe I couldn't remember. Have a good night. Good night, everyone. That's how tired I am right now. Fantastic. All right. Anybody have anything else at the bottom of the show they want to talk about? Otherwise, we can call it.
Now I got to skedaddle. I got to early work tomorrow.
All right, very good. Well, both of you have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for participating and letting me share this with you.
Yeah, thank you for your attention. Send that folder because I might need something to do tonight because I feel very awake at the moment.
Understood. I will send it as soon as possible.
Sick.